Hello? Hey, Dad. I just heard from Mom telling me she's moved out. I'm so sorry. I can't believe she would do this to you. So, who's the guy? Do you know? Mr. Smith? My math teacher? Oh my gosh, I had no idea. I can't believe she would do this to you. Did she give you a reason? I'm sure there must be a big reason why she would suddenly do this horrible thing to you. No, Father. You can tell me anything. I want to support you. Oh, it's about that? Well, I'm getting older now. We can talk about these things. I mean, I am almost 15. She said she wasn't satisfied anymore. You two have been together for so long, she's never even been with anyone else. I don't get it. How is she not satisfied? You're a young and healthy enough man. So what is it exactly? No, you can tell me. I mean it. No, Dad, tell me. Oh, she said you are too small. Oh, I'm sorry, Father. I really am. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to laugh. No, please, please don't hang up. Please don't hang up. I want to talk to you about this. Was that all? Surely that's not enough to end almost 20 years of marriage over. Mr. Smith must be really packing. I'm sorry, Father. Oh God, I am. I'm really sorry. I'm so sorry. I'll try to leave him out of the conversation. Of course, I already know who I've decided to stay with. A girl can't live without her daddy. She needs him. Anyway, I guess it'll be kind of weird that my teacher is going to be my stepdad. Well, of course, I think they're going to last. They seem happy together. Oh, uh-oh. I should probably confess something. I actually did know about Mom and Mr. Smith's affair. I've known for a while. I've even been to Mr. Smith's house a few times with Mom. I'm so sorry, Dad. Please forgive me. I couldn't tell you. Mom would have never forgiven me. I mean, you can see why she's so into him, though, right? He inherited all that money from his grandfather's estate, yet he's still compassionate enough to be a humble high school teacher and do so much for his students. And he's so handsome. I mean, that body, his big arms, those abs. Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry, Dad. I told you I wasn't going to bring him up anymore. I somehow keep managing to bring him up. I mean, as much as it may pain you, at least you'll know that he'll be able to take care of me and Mom. And I'm sure you'll find someone else, Father. What? Oh, well, yeah, there is actually a reason I keep referring to you as Father lately. I can't call you Daddy anymore, Father. Mr. Smith is my daddy now. What do you mean? What do I mean? I mean, there are so many reasons. He has a daddy body. He takes care of me like a daddy. He even punishes me like a daddy if I'm bad. He has a daddy dick. Oh, but you probably could have guessed that, huh? Oh, and he fucks me like a daddy. Oh, are you finally starting to get it, Father? Mr. Smith has been fucking me since way before he was fucking Mom. Oh, you can't believe your sweet, innocent daughter is talking to you like this. This is what daddy's perfect cock does to me. Mr. Smith has been making your sweet little angel his cock-hungry whore for a while now. It all started when I accidentally called him Daddy in class one day. I mean, it was bound to happen with him standing up at the board with that giant, noticeable bulge in his pants every day. It was only a matter of time until it slipped out with me constantly daydreaming of being on my knees in front of him, worshipping his daddy dick. I guess my dreams became a reality when he asked to see me after class. I ended up missing volleyball practice because I was under his desk, drooling all over his cock while he graded papers. Of course, I had my volleyball uniform and pads on so I could stay on my knees all the way until practice was over and you came to pick me up. I wonder if you noticed the scent of his huge cock when I hopped in the car and gave you a big kiss on the cheek. That's right, Dad. Your little girl has been skipping most of her volleyball practices to be on her knees under her teacher's desk, practicing something else entirely. You should be proud of me. When I first started, I could barely get more than the head of his thick 10-incher in my mouth. Now I'm so good at forcing his daddy dick down my throat that I can take almost the whole thing and make it disappear. Are you proud of your little girl, Father? So, I guess you're probably wondering how Mum got roped into all of this, huh? Well, I couldn't miss every practice, even though Daddy does love pushing my slutty little volleyball shorts to the side, grabbing my ponytail and fucking me into submission. Eventually, Mr. Smith started meeting me at our house after school and fucking me on every single available surface in my room while you were working the third shift at the plant. One day, Mum walked in on us while Mr. Smith was sitting on the bed. I had him deep in my throat as I could possibly get him. She was livid. Her 14-year-old daughter on her knees, under her roof, sucking off a grown man. Her teacher, no less. She started shouting, demanding Mr. Smith leave immediately, and assured him she would be calling the school about this. She was about to explode and tear Mr. Smith to shreds. That is, until I pulled my throat off of Daddy's cock to try and calm her down, and she saw just how big of a cock her daughter's teacher had. You should have seen it, Father. Her face went completely blank. She was basically hypnotized. It reminded me of when I used to daydream about it in class. Daddy asked her if she liked what she saw. She nodded subtly, still looking completely in awe. And before you knew it, we were both on our knees, worshipping his giant pole together. After that day, she was servicing his cock and getting fucked by him quite regularly. Didn't you think it was a bit strange that Mum suddenly wanted to join the PTA, be a bit more involved in my school activities? So is it obvious to you yet? I guess you might not want to believe it, so I'll just come right out and say it. I'm taking Mr. Smith's cock right now, Dad. You are on the phone with your daughter while she's being fucked by the man who stole your wife. He's been fucking me while I tell you all about how your daughter and wife can't resist his perfect... his perfect dick. And now I'm gonna suck it nice and slow and taste myself on his beautiful cock. I guess I should put you on speakerphone. I'm gonna need both hands. Oh, look at that. You still haven't hung up. And I think I know why, too. You're jealous, aren't you? Oh, no. I'm not talking about for Mom. You're jealous that he's fucking me, your daughter, aren't you? There's no point in denying it. I know you've wanted to fuck me for a while. I catch you staring at my legs and my tits when I'm in my tight volleyball uniform, when I'm in a swimsuit, when I'm walking around the house in my underwear. I feel your tiny little hard-on when you hug me after games. You make it so obvious, you sick, pathetic man. But hey, if you had a cock like this, I probably would have already let you fuck me, Father. Don't even try it. You've accidentally shown me your dick more than a few times at home. Coming out of the shower, changing in your room with the door open. Mom has even told me about it. Believe me, it is nothing. Like this. Tell me something. Is your cock hard listening to your daughter be a slut for her teacher's cock? Yeah. And are you stroking it right now? I thought so. Now, look down. Does the hand you're stroking yourself with cover most of your cock? Who am I kidding? You probably aren't even using your whole hand, are you? You probably have three fingers stroking that little dick, right, Father? Well, let me illustrate the difference. I have both of my hands on Daddy's cock right now, and there is still so, so, so much cock left. I see you are still enjoying the sounds of your little girl slobbering all over this monster cock. You can't bring yourself to end this, huh? You want to hear more then? I should tell you about all the naughty things Daddy makes me do, other than just making me call you while he uses me as a cock sleeve. Okay. I hope you don't regret this after you come from stroking that little cock of yours. Well, if it wasn't obvious, Daddy loves using me and Mom at the same time. He has more than enough dick for both of us, so we don't tend to mind. Oh, that's not the bad part yet, Dad. Let me finish. Whenever we are both on our knees servicing Daddy's dick, right before we make him come, he'll have Mom hold out her hand, palm down. Do you know why? So he can come all over her wedding ring. It gets me so hot knowing he can get her to completely disrespect the sanctity of her marriage. After that, he makes me, well, I guess he doesn't make me, since at this point I would practically die to do it. I clean up her hand. You heard that right. Your horny slut of a daughter licks up another man's cum from the wedding ring you use to propose to your beautiful wife. That's not all, though. Once I'm done cleaning it up, it's time to share it with Mom. I spit all the cum into her mouth, and we make out over Daddy's cock, swallowing it bit by bit until her hand, our faces, and his cock are completely clean. Of course, we can't do that anymore since the ring is sitting on your kitchen counter now. Maybe you can treasure it as a keepsake of us. I hope you don't think too differently of me. I don't want you to see me as a cum-swallowing whore, Father. Or maybe I do. I guess what I'm trying to say is that I don't always swallow all of Daddy's cum. That couldn't be possible, since Mom's pregnant. Yeah, he bred her already. It was inevitable with how much he's been fucking her. No condom, of course. I tried to eat the cum out of her any time I could, I really did, Dad. But sometimes I'm just so exhausted from getting fucked first. All I can do is watch. I guess it's only right my daddy gets my mom pregnant, gives me a little brother or sister. Don't worry. He'd never come in me, Daddy. He always pulls out, always makes me get on my knees to swallow all of his delicious seed, Father. I can't risk getting pregnant. I'm still in high school. Although, Daddy is plenty manly enough to take care of me and a baby if I have one. And it would be kind of cute to be sitting in his class, listening to him teach with his baby growing in my belly. Actually, that's the reason Daddy had me call you today. He has finally decided to breed me, and he wants you to listen while he does it. Is that okay? Oh, great. Oh, I love you so much, Daddy. Oh, that's a bit awkward. I was talking to my daddy, you know, the one who's about to put his perfect baby maker in me. Don't worry, though, Father. I still love you, too. I really do. It's just that I have to listen to my daddy and give him what he wants. Here, to prove it, I'll video call you so you can watch him breed me. There you go. Do you like seeing your precious little daughter on all fours like this? Getting ready to be pumped full of cum? Say you like it. Say you like it, or I'll hang up. Good boy, Father. Now, watch while your daughter gets fucked full of baby batter. Oh, fuck. His cockhead is so thick. Oh, I love the feeling of it first entering me. Oh, fuck, Daddy. Oh, fuck me harder. Harder. Oh, pound my insides. Make lots of room for your cum to get me pregnant. Breed me like the pathetic little cock slut that I am. Give my mother's child a cute little sibling cousin. Make me your bitch, Daddy. Make me and my mom your cock-addicted little breed cows. Do you like that my father's gonna watch you impregnate his little girl, Daddy? Oh, fuck. I love it, Daddy. I love that you're gonna breed me in front of my sick, pathetic little father. And he will never get to have this. Fuck yeah. Yes. Oh, are you ready to come, Daddy? Fill me up. Oh, do you hear that? He's gonna put a baby in me, Father. Daddy's gonna put a baby in your daughter. Maybe it'll be a little girl. Maybe one day he'll fuck her too. Could you imagine? He would have fucked your wife. Oh, and your daughter. Oh, and your granddaughter. Now that's what I call, oh, a daddy. I'm gonna look into the camera, Father. I want you to look right back at me. I want you to look into your little 14-year-old daughter's eyes as she gets bred by the man who ruined your life. Oh, fuck. Oh, he's coming so deep inside me. Oh, fuck, Daddy. Can you imagine how much power Daddy has over me to make me call my own father and have him watch me get bred by the man who stole his wife? Oh, it might not make any sense to you, but this dick is that good. Getting dicked down by Daddy is pure and utter ecstasy.